Hi, I'm Kiki Saint-Ange, and I'm a XAML controls PM, and today we're going to be talking about swipe commanding. So swipe commanding, we're going to take a look at the modes that it has, and we're going to take a look at how to set it up and how to remove it from a list. It's most commonly used in lists, but it can be a standalone. So swipe has two major modes. One is the swipe to reveal, and this one's a very standard mode where once you reach the threshold, the swipe opens and it shows you any number of buttons that you then have to explicitly click on in order to invoke. The swipe to execute mode, when you pass the threshold and you let go, the invoke automatically happens, and it also reassures you that this happens through a visual affordance of showing a color change and the swipe completely disappearing. So we're going to take a quick look at how to set this up. It's very quick and easy. So first we have here is we have a simple list which doesn't have any swiping on it, and we're going to enable swipe. And so we have a data template right here. So here we have a swipe that's already set up for us, and we're just going to comment it out and enable the basic swipe principles. So one thing that we have to be aware of when we create our swipes is that we do have to set up a simple icon source, which is an easy way to enable icons for anything, not just necessarily swipes, but in this case, we're going to be using it for that. We're going to set up a mail, a pin, and delete. So our mail and our pin are going to be the swipe to reveal case, where it's just going to show them and you have to explicitly click on them. And the delete one is going to be the actual one we're going to swipe to execute with. So we'll see here that we have our left items and our right items. And this determines which direction you're going to be swiping in and where they're going to show up. So if you have a right item set for the delete icon, then when you swipe to your left, items on the right will appear and they will be the ones that you defined within that items up here. The left items, when you swipe to the right, will show up on the left side. And in this case, we're going to show those reveal options. So here we're going to uncomment and set up our reveal options, reply and pin, where we're going to use the icon source that we defined earlier up here. And our second one is the pin icon. Down here, we're going to have the execute, and we're only going to define one. If you define more than one swipe item, it will only show the very first one that was defined, because swipe to execute is only supposed to be a single item at a time, because you're performing one single action. There's no way to perform multiple actions with the same gesture. So now we're going to take a look at what that looks like. All right, you can see here, I've defined a little bit of space just to make it more touch friendly. But if we swipe to the right, you'll see the left items appear. We have reply and pin, and you have to explicitly click on them. Right now, swipe is set up to close when an invoke happens for the swipe to reveal case. But you can set it up so that it doesn't do that if you wish. It's a property on the swipe control. And we swipe the other way. You'll see that when you reach a threshold, the color changes, indicating that when if I were to let go, that execute item is going to take up the entire space and show me that this item has been performed, an invoke event has been sent, and I'm all set up. Now, I haven't set up an actual delete for this, so right now swipe is just going to show that these have all been happening on these items, but nothing explicit I have set yet on these to happen. One big thing is that if you swipe to reveal and then you open up another swipe, typically they'll close the last one unless it's been set with the swipe to execute like above. So let's change that so that it doesn't show this and it actually deletes them from the list. So in order to do that, we'll go into our swipe item here, and we'll look for invoked. And this will happen once you reach the threshold and let go. So we'll look down here. And we'll look for items, index of, args. And this args that we pass in right here, that's going to give us a channel back to the item that was actually swiped. And then we can remove it. Testlist.items, remove at index. And that's all we need to do. We save that, we hit run. And now, when we swipe, it removes it from the list. Nice and clean, you can see that it executes. It slides over, it finishes the animation, and then it deletes it. And this doesn't affect our other swipe at all. So, and that was swipe commanding, and thank you so much.